Manchester. From Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, at en.wikipedia.org. This is the second of two sound files. Section 4. Demography. See also the main article entitled Demography of Greater Manchester. The United Kingdom Census 2001 showed a total resident population for Manchester of 392,819, a 9.2% decline from the 1991 census. Approximately 83,000 were aged under 16, 285,000 were aged 16 to 74, and 25,000 aged 75 and over. 75.9% of Manchester's population claim they have been born in the UK, according to the 2001 UK Census. Inhabitants of Manchester are known as Mancunians, or Manx for short. Manchester reported the second lowest proportion of the population in employment of any area in the UK. A primary reason cited for Manchester's high unemployment figure is the high proportion of the population who are students. Mid-year estimates for 2006 indicate that the population of the Metropolitan Borough of Manchester stood at 452,000, making Manchester the most populous city in northwest England. Historically, the population of Manchester only began to rapidly increase during the Victorian era and peaked at 766,311 in 1931. After the peak, the population began to decrease rapidly. Reasons cited for this are slum clearance and the increased building of social housing overspill estates by Manchester City Council after World War II, such as Hattersley and Langley. The inhabitants of Manchester, like in many other large cities, are religiously diverse. The Jewish population is second only to London in the UK, and it also has one of the largest Muslim populations in Greater Manchester. Manchester's Palace Hotel hosted the 2007 Lloyds TSB's Northern Jewel Awards, where leaders of the Asian community in the north of the UK were recognised. The city is also home to one of the UK's largest gay populations, with Canal Street, a gay village, located close to Piccadilly Station. The percentage of the population in Manchester who report themselves as being in a same-sex relationship was 0.44%, compared to the English national average of 0.2%. In terms of districts by ethnic diversity, the city of Manchester is ranked highest in Greater Manchester and 34th in England. 2005 estimates state 77.6% of people as white, 71% of residents as white British, 3% as white Irish, 3.6% as other white, 3.2% as mixed race, 1.3% mixed white and black Caribbean, 0.6% mixed white and black African, 0.7% mixed white and Asian, 0.7% other mixed. 10.3% of the city's population are South Asian, 2.3% Indian, 5.8% Pakistani, 1% Bangladeshi, 1.2% other South Asian, 5.2% are black, 2% black Caribbean, 2.7% black African, and 0.5% other black. 2.3% of the city's population are Chinese, and 1.4% are another ethnic group. Alan Kidd identifies Moss Side, Longsight, Cheetham Hill, and Rusholm as centres of population for ethnic minorities. Manchester's Irish Festival, including a St. Patrick's Day parade, is one of Europe's largest. There is also a well-established Chinatown in the city, with a substantial number of Oriental restaurants and Chinese supermarkets. The area also attracts large numbers of Chinese students to the city, attending the two universities. Based on the population estimates for 2005, crime levels in the city are considerably higher than the national average. Some parts of Manchester have been adversely affected by its recent rapid urbanisation, resulting in high levels of crime in areas such as Moss Side and Withenshaw. The number of theft-from-a-vehicle offences and theft of a vehicle per 1,000 of the population was 25.5 and 8.9, compared to the English national average of 7.6 and 2.9, respectively. The number of sexual offences was 1.9 per 1,000, compared to the average of 0.9. The national average of violence against another person was 16.7 per 1,000, compared to the Manchester average of 32.7. The figures for crime statistics were all recorded during the 2006-2007 financial year. Section 5. Economy. See also the main article entitled Economy of Manchester and the list entitled List of Companies Based in Greater Manchester. Manchester was at the forefront of the 19th century Industrial Revolution and was a leading centre for manufacturing. The city's economy is now largely service-based and, as of 2007, is the fastest growing in the UK, with inward investment second only to the capital. Manchester's State of the City report identifies financial and professional services, life science industries, creative, cultural and media, manufacturing and communications as major activities. The city was ranked in 2007 as the best place, or the second best place, to do business in the UK and the 18th best in Europe. Manchester has the largest UK office market outside London, and the region has the highest number of publicly listed companies outside London. Greater Manchester represents over £38 billion of the UK gross value added, more than Wales, Northern Ireland, or North East England. Manchester is a focus for businesses which serve local, regional, and international markets. It is one of the largest financial centres in Europe, with more than 15,000 people employed in banking and finance, and more than 60 banking institutions. The Cooperative Group, the world's largest consumer-owned business, is based in Manchester and is one of the city's biggest employers. Legal, accounting, management consultancy and other professional and technical services exist in Manchester. Manchester's central business district is in the centre of the city, adjacent to Piccadilly, focused on Mosley Street, Deansgate, King Street and Piccadilly. Spinning Fields is a £1.5 billion mixed-use development that is expanding the district west of Deansgate. The area is designed to hold office space, retail and catering facilities, and courts. Several high-profile tenants have moved in, and a civil justice centre opened in October 2007. Manchester is the commercial, educational and cultural focus for North West England, and is ranked as the fourth biggest retail area in the UK by sales. The city centre retail area contains shops from chain stores up to high-end boutiques such as Vivienne Westwood, Emporio Armani and DKNY. The city has several shopping malls, including the Manchester Arndale, the UK's largest inner-city shopping mall. Section 6. Landmarks. See also the main article entitled Architecture of Manchester and the lists List of Tallest Buildings in Manchester and List of Streets in Manchester. Manchester's buildings display a variety of architectural styles, ranging from Victorian to contemporary architecture. The widespread use of red brick characterises the city. Much of the architecture in the city harks back to its days as a global centre for the cotton trade. Just outside the immediate city centre is a large number of ex-cotton mills, some of which have been left virtually untouched since their closure, whilst many have been redeveloped into apartment buildings and office space. Manchester Town Hall, in Albert Square, was built in the Gothic Revival style and is considered to be one of the most important Victorian buildings in England. It has been used in film as a replacement location for the Palace of Westminster, where filming is not permitted. Manchester also has a number of skyscrapers built during the 1960s and 1970s, the tallest of which is the CIS Tower, located near Manchester Victoria Station. The Beetham Tower, completed in 2006, is an example of the new surge in high-rise building and includes a Hilton Hotel, a restaurant and apartments. On its completion, it was the tallest building in the UK outside London, although an even taller building, the Piccadilly Tower, was scheduled to begin construction behind Manchester Piccadilly Station in 2007. The Green Building, opposite Oxford Road Station, is a pioneering eco-friendly housing project, almost unique in the UK. In the north of the city borough is the award-winning Heaton Park, which is one of the largest municipal parks in Europe, covering 610 acres, 2.5 square kilometres of parkland. There are a total of 135 parks, gardens and open spaces within the city. Two large squares hold many of Manchester's public monuments. Albert Square has monuments to Prince Albert, Bishop James Fraser, Oliver Heywood, William Ewart Gladstone and John Bright. Piccadilly Gardens has monuments dedicated to Queen Victoria, Robert Peel, James Watt, and the Duke of Wellington. The Cenotaph in St. Peter's Square, by Edwin Lutyens, is Manchester's main memorial to its war dead. The Alan Turing Memorial in Sackville Park commemorates his role as the father of modern computing. A statue of Abraham Lincoln, by George Grey Barnard, in the eponymous Lincoln Square, was presented to the city by Mr. and Mrs. Charles Phelps Taft of Cincinnati, Ohio, to mark the part that Lancashire played in the Cotton Famine and American Civil War of 1861 to 1865. The success of the 2002 Commonwealth Games is commemorated by the Bee of the Bang, located near the City of Manchester Stadium in the Eastlands area of the city. At 184 feet, 56 metres tall, the sculpture is the tallest in the UK. A Concorde is on display near Manchester Airport. Section 7. Transport. See also the main article entitled Transport in Manchester. Also, the articles entitled Manchester Airport, List of Railway Stations in Manchester, and Manchester Congestion Charge. Manchester and North West England are served by Manchester Airport. The airport is the busiest in terms of passenger traffic in the UK outside London, serving 22 million passengers in 2006. Airline service exists to many destinations in Europe, North America, the Caribbean, Africa, the Middle East, and Asia, with more destinations from Manchester than from London Heathrow. A second runway was opened in 2000, and in conjunction with continued terminal improvements, airport officials believe that will allow growth to 40.7 million passengers by 2015. Manchester is well served by train. In terms of passengers, Manchester Piccadilly is the busiest train station in England outside London. Local operator Northern Rail operates all over the north of England, and other national operators include Virgin Trains. The Liverpool and Manchester Railway was the first passenger railway in the world. Greater Manchester has an extensive county-wide railway network and two mainline stations. Manchester city centre is also serviced by over a dozen rail-based park and ride sites. Manchester became the first city in the UK to acquire a modern light rail system when the Manchester Metrolink opened in 1992. An expansion programme is underway. In October 2007, the government announced that a feasibility study had been ordered into increasing the capacity at Piccadilly Station and turning Manchester into the rail hub of the north. The city has one of the most extensive bus networks outside London, with over 50 bus companies operating in the Greater Manchester region, radiating from the city. Prior to the deregulation of 1986, Selnec operated all buses in Manchester. The bus system was then taken over by GM Buses, which, after privatisation, was split into GM Buses North and GM Buses South, and taken over by First Manchester and Stagecoach Manchester, respectively. First Manchester also operates a three-route zero-fare bus service called Metro Shuttle, which carries commuters around Manchester's business districts. An extensive canal network remains from the Industrial Revolution, nowadays mainly used for leisure. The Manchester Ship Canal is open, but traffic to the upper reaches is light. Section 8. Culture. See also the main article entitled Culture of Manchester, and also the article Natives of Manchester. Arts. See also the article entitled Music of Manchester, and the list entitled List of Bands from Manchester. Manchester has two symphony orchestras, the Halle Orchestra and the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra. There is also a chamber orchestra, the Manchester Camerata. In the 1950s, the city was home to the so-called Manchester School of Classical Composers, which comprised Harrison Birtwistle, Peter Maxwell Davis, David Ellis, and Alexander Gurr. Manchester is a centre for musical education, with the Royal Northern College of Music and Chetham's School of Music. The main classical venue was the Free Trade Hall on Peter Street until the opening in 1996 of the 2,500-seat Bridgewater Hall. Manchester's main pop music venue is the Manchester Evening News Arena, situated next to Victoria Station. It seats over 21,000, is the largest arena of its type in Europe, and has been voted International Venue of the Year. Other major venues include the Manchester Apollo and the Manchester Academy. Smaller venues are the Beer Keller, the Roadhouse, and Night and Day Cafe. Bands that have emerged from the Manchester music scene include The Smiths, The Buzzcocks, The Fall, Joy Division and its successor group New Order, Oasis, and Doves. Manchester was credited as the main regional driving force behind indie bands of the 1980s, including Happy Mondays, The Charlatans, In Spiral Carpets, James, and The Stone Roses. These groups came from what became known as the Madchester scene, but also centred around the Fac 51 Hacienda, also known as simply The Hacienda, developed by founder of Factory Records, Tony Wilson. Although from southern England, the Chemical Brothers subsequently formed in Manchester. Ex-Stone Roses frontman Ian Brown and ex-Smiths Morrissey continue successful solo careers. Other Greater Manchester natives include a guy called Gerald, Richard Ashcroft, and J.K. of Jamiroquai. Older Manchester artists include the 1960s band The Hollies and the Bee Gees, who, whilst commonly associated with Australia, grew up in Chorlton. Larger venues include the Manchester Opera House, featuring large-scale touring shows and West End shows, the Palace Theatre, the Royal Exchange Theatre in Manchester's former Cotton Exchange, and the Lowry Centre, a touring venue in Salford. Smaller sites include the Library Theatre, a producing theatre in the basement of the Central Library, the Green Room, the Contact Theatre, and Studio Salford. The Dance House is dedicated to dance productions. In the 19th century, Manchester featured in works highlighting the changes that industrialisation had brought to Britain. These included Elizabeth Gaskell's novel Mary Barton, A Tale of Manchester Life, 1848, and The Condition of the English Working Class in 1844, written by Friedrich Engels while living and working in Manchester. Charles Dickens is reputed to have set his novel Hard Times in the city, and while it is partly modelled on Preston, it shows the influence of his friend Elizabeth Gaskell. Nightlife. The nighttime economy of Manchester has expanded significantly since about 1993, with investment from breweries in bars, public houses and clubs, along with active support from the local authorities. The more than 500 licensed premises in the city centre have a capacity to deal with over 250,000 visitors, with 110,000 to 130,000 people visiting on a typical weekend night. The nighttime economy has a value of about £100 million per annum and supports 12,000 jobs. The Madchester scene of the 1980s, from which groups including the Stone Roses, the Happy Mondays, In Spiral Carpets, 808 State, James and the Charlatans emerged, was based around clubs such as the Hacienda. The period was the subject of the movie 24-Hour Party People. Many of the big clubs suffered problems with organised crime at that time. Dave Haslam describes one where staff were so completely intimidated that free admission and drinks were demanded and given, and drugs were openly dealt. Following a series of drug-related violent incidents, the Hacienda closed in 1997. Public houses in the Canal Street area have had a gay clientele since at least 1940 and now form the centre of Manchester's gay community. Following the council's investment in infrastructure, the UK's first gay supermarket was opened. Since the opening of new bars and clubs, the area attracts 20,000 visitors each weekend and has hosted a popular festival each August since 1991. The TV series Queer as Folk is set in the area. Section 9. Education. See also the list entitled List of Schools in Greater Manchester. There are two universities in Manchester, the University of Manchester and Manchester Metropolitan University. The University of Manchester is the largest full-time non-collegiate university in the United Kingdom and was created in 2004 by the merger of Victoria University of Manchester and UMIST, the University of Manchester Institute of Science and Technology. Manchester Business School, which offered the first MBA course in the UK in 1965, is also part of the University of Manchester. Manchester Metropolitan University was formed as Manchester Polytechnic on the merger of three colleges in 1970. It gained university status in 1992 and in the same year absorbed Crewe and Ulstergeour College of Higher Education in South Cheshire. The University of Manchester, Manchester Metropolitan University and the Royal Northern College of Music are grouped around Oxford Road on the southern side of the city centre and form the largest city centre group of higher education institutions in Europe. One of Manchester's most notable secondary schools is the Manchester Grammar School. Established in 1515 as a free grammar school next to what is now the cathedral, it moved in 1931 to Old Hall Lane in Fallowfield, South Manchester, to accommodate the growing student body. In the post-war period, it was a direct grant grammar school, i.e. partially state-funded, but it reverted to independent status in 1976, after abolition of the direct grant system. Its previous premises are now used by Chetham's School of Music. There are two schools nearby, Withington Girls' School and Manchester High School for Girls. Section 10. Sport. See also the main article entitled Sports in Manchester. Two Premiership football clubs bear the city's name, Manchester United and Manchester City. Manchester City's ground is at the City of Manchester Stadium, with a 48,000 capacity. Manchester United's Old Trafford ground, the largest club football ground in the United Kingdom, with a capacity of 76,000, and England's only UEFA-rated five-star stadium, is just outside the city, in the borough of Trafford. Lancashire County Cricket Club's ground is also in Trafford. The City of Manchester Stadium was built for the 2002 Commonwealth Games. After the Games, one of the stands was replaced in preparation for Manchester City's arrival in 2003. The stadium holds 48,000 fans all seated and is one of the largest football stadiums in England. It will host the 2008 UEFA Cup final. Old Trafford is the only club football ground in England to have hosted the UEFA Champions League final in 2003. It is also the venue of the Super League Grand Final in Rugby League. First-class sporting facilities were built for the 2002 Commonwealth Games, including the City of Manchester Stadium, the National Squash Centre and the Manchester Aquatics Centre. Manchester has competed twice to host the Olympic Games, beaten by Atlanta for 1996 and Sydney for 2000. The Manchester Velodrome was built as a part of the bid for the 2000 Games. It will host the UCI Track Cycling World Championships for the third time in 2008. Various sporting arenas around the city will be used as training facilities by athletes preparing for the 2012 Olympics in London. The Manchester Evening News Arena will be the host for the UK's first FINA World Swimming Championships in 2008. Section 11. Media. See also the article entitled Films Set in Manchester, and the list entitled List of Television Shows Set in Manchester. ITV franchisee Granada Television has its headquarters in Quay Street, in the Castlefield area of the city. Granada produces the world's oldest and most watched television soap opera, Coronation Street, which is screened 5 times a week on ITV1. Local news and programmes for the North West region are produced in Manchester. Manchester is one of the three main BBC bases in England, alongside London and Bristol. Programmes including A Question of Sport, Mastermind and Real Story are made at New Broadcasting House on Oxford Road, just south of the city centre. The hit series Cutting It was set in the city's northern quarter and ran on BBC One for 5 series. Life on Mars was set in 1973 Manchester. Also, The Street, winner of a BAFTA and International Emmy Award in 2007, is set in Manchester. The first edition of Top of the Pops was broadcast from a converted church in Longsight on New Year's Day 1964. Manchester is also the regional base for the BBC One North West region, so programmes like North West Tonight are produced here. The BBC intends to relocate large numbers of staff and facilities from London to Media City at Salford Quays. The Children's, CBBC, Comedy, Sport, BBC Sport, and New Media departments are all scheduled to move before 2010. Manchester has its own television channel, Channel M, owned by the Guardian Media Group, and operated since 2000. The station produces almost all content, including local news, locally, and is available nationally on the BSky B television platform. Television characters from Manchester include Daphne Moon, played by Jane Leaves, of Frasier, Charlie Pace, played by Dominic Monaghan, of Lost, Naomi Dorrit, in Lost, and Nessa Holt, in Las Vegas, both played by local actress Marsha Thomason. The city has the highest number of local radio stations outside London, including BBC Radio Manchester, Key 103, Galaxy, Piccadilly Magic 1152, 105.4 Century FM, 100.4 Smooth FM, Capital Gold 1458, 96.2 The Revolution, and XFM. Radio Manchester returned to its former title in 2006 after becoming BBC GMR in 1988. Student radio stations include Fuse FM at the University of Manchester and MMU Radio at the Manchester Metropolitan University. A community radio network is coordinated by Radio Regen, with stations covering the South Manchester communities of Ardwick, Longsight and Levenshulme, all FM 96.9, and Withenshaw, Withenshaw FM 97.2. Defunct radio stations include Sunset, which became KISS 102, now Galaxy, and KFM, which became Signal Cheshire, now Signal 1. These stations, as well as pirate radio, played a significant role in the city's house music culture, also known as the Madchester scene, which was based around clubs like the Hacienda, which had its own show on KISS 102. Radio producer and author Cole Pilkington, of the Ricky Gervais Show fame, is from Manchester. Manchester is also featured in several Hollywood films, such as My Son, My Son, 1940, directed by Charles Vidor and starring Brian Ahern and Louis Hayward, and also Grand Hotel, 1932, in which Wallace Beery often shouts, Manchester. Others include Velvet Goldmine, starring Ewan McGregor, and Sir Alec Guinness's The Man in the White Suit. More recently, the entire city of Manchester is engulfed in runaway fires in the 2002 film 28 Days Later. The city is also home to the Manchester International Film Festival and has held the Commonwealth Film Festival. The Guardian newspaper was founded in Manchester in 1821 as the Manchester Guardian. Its head office is still in Manchester, though many of its management functions were moved to London in 1964. Its sister publication, the Manchester Evening News, has the largest circulation of a UK regional evening newspaper. It is free in the city centre, but paid for in the suburbs. Despite its title, it is available all day. The Metro North West is available free at Metrolink stops, rail stations and other busy locations. The MEN Group distributes several local weekly free papers. For many years, most of the national newspapers had offices in Manchester. The Daily Telegraph, Daily Express, Daily Mail, Daily Mirror, and The Sun. Only the Daily Sport remains based in Manchester. At its height, 1,500 journalists were employed, though in the 1980s closures began, and today the Second Fleet Street is no more. An attempt to launch a northern daily newspaper, the North West Times, employing journalists made redundant by other titles, closed in 1988. Another attempt was made with the North West Inquirer, which hoped to provide a true regional newspaper for the North West, much in the same vein as the Yorkshire Post does for Yorkshire, or the Northern Echo does for the North East. It folded in October 2006. There are several local lifestyle magazines, including YQ magazine and Moving Manchester. Section 12. Consulates and Twin Cities. Manchester is twinned with the following cities: Bilwi, Nicaragua; Karl-Marx-Stadt, East Germany, now Chemnitz, Germany; Cordova, Spain; Rehovot, Israel; St. Petersburg, Russia; Wuhan, China. Although not an official twin city, Tampere, Finland, is known as the Manchester of Finland, or Mans for short. Manchester is home to a number of foreign consulates and commissions: Australian Honorary Consul, Assistant High Commissioner for Bangladesh, Consulate General of the People's Republic of China, High Commission for Cyprus, Trade Commission of Denmark, Consulate of France, Consulate of Italy, Consulate of the Netherlands, Royal Norwegian Consulate, Consulate General of Pakistan, Consulate General of Portugal, Consulate General of Spain, Consulate of Sweden, Consulate of Switzerland. In addition, the British Council maintains a metropolitan centre in Manchester. Section 13. See also. Other relevant Wikipedia articles are Cottonopolis, Manchester Gallery, and Manchester Local Elections. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the GNU Free Documentation License, available at www.gnu.org/copyleft/fdl.html.